Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Hei Amud Bet, at the very bottom of the Amud, about to start the fifth Mishnah in this, the seventh Perek. Hamagadef Eino Chayav Anshi Faresh Hashem. One of those who gets skila is somebody who is Megadef, he's cursing Hashem's name. And he is not liable unless he is Mefaresh Hashem, which means he says Hashem's name explicitly. I'm Rabbi Yeshua in Korcha. B'chol yom danin et ha'edim b'chinui yakei yosei et yosei. Whenever they're in the deliberations and they ask the witnesses what was said, they use an altered form of the name, like Yosi, which has got most of the letters of Hashem's name, but they don't say Hashem's name in the proceedings. Nigmar ha'din, but once they have concluded and convicted, lo horgin b'chinui, they cannot actually take the fellow out to be killed without somebody uttering what he actually said. Elamotzi'in kol adam l'chutz, everybody else is taken out of the Beit Din, so they don't hear Hashem's name said offensively. Sho'alin et ha'gadol shebeinam, so they ask the eldest of the edim, or the senior of the edim, v'yomer lo emor ma sheshamata b'ferush, say exactly what you heard explicitly. V'omer, he says it, v'adayanin omdim al raglehem, so all the dayanim stand up, v'koro'in v'lo ma'achin. They tear kriya and they never mend that tear in their clothes because they're hearing Hashem's name used inappropriately, and the edim presumably already tore kriya when they heard it being said publicly. Vashani omer afani kamo. The second aide says, "I heard what he heard." Vashlishi omer afani kamo. This is their third, and then the subsequent edim just do a ditto, so they don't have to say Hashem's name needlessly. Okay, now. The premise here is that the person cursed God. So we have a braita, Tana Adshi Varech Shem B'Shem, which means, as we saw, sort of alluded to in the Mishnah, that he curses God with God's name, or that God will curse God, as it were. Minhani Mili, how do we know that that's the nature of Megadef? Amar Shmuel Damar Krav, V'Nokev Shem Adonai Mot Yumat. And then at the end of that passage, Benokvo Shem Yumat, of course, the famous passage at the end of Parshat Emor about the Mekalel, Benokvo Shem Yumat. Now, Linkov means to kind of identify a name. Maidai Nokev, Leishan de Baruchihu. How do we know that Nokev is an allusion to cursing? Baruchi is a euphemism for cursing. Dichtiv Ma Ekov Lo Kabo El. So that same root, Kuf Bet He, is used in the Bilam story to refer to a curse. V'azharate mihacha. So now we know what the punishment is, which he gets the death penalty. Where's the prohibition? Because remember the rule that we've seen numerous times. Ein onshim elo ken mazirin. The answer is Elohim lo tekalel, which may be referring to cursing a lordly person or a judge, also referring to cursing God. Maybe likov means to make a hole, like in the story of the famous Bedek HaBayit of Yoash, when he made a box and he drilled a hole, a nekev, into the door so that people could put the money in. In other words, linkovet shem Hashem means to actually obliterate physically shem Hashem and kind of drill a hole in it, as it were. And the prohibition is from the beginning of Parshat Re'eh, where it says, when you come to the land, you're to destroy this and destroy all the idolatrous places, and don't do the same thing to Hashem. That's why taking one rock out of the Mizbeach is a violation of that. Maybe that's what Menokvo Shem Hashem means. The answer is Ba'ina Shem B'Shem V'Leika. We come back to our original premise, which is it has to be cursing Hashem's name with Hashem's name, which therefore can't be some physical obliteration. It has to be something of speech. Ve'ema demanach shnei shemot ha'dadi uvazalahu. Maybe it means you write Hashem's name on a piece of paper, write Hashem's name on another piece of papyrus or something, put the one on top of the other and drill through both of them. Maybe that will be nokev shem Hashem. Ha'hu nokev v'chozev nokevu. The answer is that's not nokev shem Hashem, that's nokev and then nokev a second time. So maybe the setup is that he carved a shem of God into the tip, the mouth, the blade of a knife, and then he used it to cut something. That's not a shem Hashem, that's the sharpness of the knife that he's cutting. So Ema Parushe Shmehu, maybe it just means to explicate Hashem's name. In other words, why is it Shem Bishem? Dichtiv, Vayikach Moshe Aaron Anashim Ha'ela Asher Nikvu B'Shemot. At the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar for the census, these people are called Nikuvei Shem, people who are identified. So maybe the prohibition and the punishment of the Mekalel that we read about in Vayikra is somebody who explicated God's name. V'azartem Yachat Adonai V'achatira. And the prohibition is in Sefer Dvarim, which says you have to fear Hashem, and you're not fearing Hashem by doing that. So the answer is Chada Debayin Hashem B'Shem. Again, we come back to the same idea that it has to be using Shem Hashem to curse Shem Hashem. And by the way, Et Hashem Alokecha Tira is a mitzvah aseh, the mitzvah of Yirat Hashem. That alludes to lo taseh. In other words, you're not allowed to do things that would be in violation of that fear of Hashem, but that's called azharat aseh, a prohibition which is really presented in the form of a mitzvah of commission. And that's not an azharat. So we would still be stuck with, you can't give a punishment if there's no azhara. Vayitei ma'amar kra, vayikov, vayikalel. All right, but we have a simpler proof, which is in the story of the Mekalel, it says vayikov, which is the word we're playing with. It could mean different things. But it says vayikalel, he cursed. L'meimer de nokev kualahu. So you see, at least in that context, nokev, which in other contexts could mean to drill a hole, here means to curse. Vidilma ad David Tavayu, so maybe he has to do both, no cave and Mekalel, meaning make a hole in something that has Shem Hashem on it and curse. So lo sakadatach, don't think so, dichtiv, hotzeet ha Mekalel, lo ktiv hotzeet ha no cave ha Mekalel. When Hashem commands Moshe what to do with this guy, he says, take the Mekalel out and stone him. He doesn't say, take the no cave and the Mekalel out. Shema minacharahi, so you see that whatever this guy did could go by two different names, no cave and Mekalel, and they're the same thing. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, Ish. Now, in the it says, Ish ki kalel, Elohav nasacheto, if a man does it. Matam lomra Ish, Ish. Why does it say Ish, Ish ki kalel, if a man does it, but it says it twice. L'rabot et ha-goyim, and this is the beginning of a sugya that'll take us past this podcast. Shemuzharin al birkat Hashem ki Yisrael. This is the expansion where we say that the prohibition of cursing God's name is something that applies as well to the non-Jews. Ish, ish, we've used in several places to expand the parameters of a mitzvah to non-Jews. For instance, that non-Jews can offer korbanot from ish, ish in Vayikra Yod Zayin. So now, Shmuzharin al Birkat Hashem ki Yisrael ve'inan neharagin ela b'sayif. And by the way, the B'nai Noach, for any of their violations, are all killed by Saif, which is decapitation. Shekol mitam urav B'nai Noach and the B'sayif. That's the general rule there. Now, that means that we're reading the Parsha in Vayikra as expanding to non-Jews. V'amehacha nafka? But is that really our source? V'amehatam nafka? We get it from somewhere else, which is Hashem zubirkat Hashem. And that mention of Hashem's name is something that appears in Breishit at the beginning, which is where we get the mitzvot B'nai Noach from. Makes sense because there's a mitzvot given well before there's an Am Yisrael that is unique, and the mitzvot given to all of mankind. We'll see what that Yalfuta is in a couple of minutes. So Amar Yitzchak na pacha lo nitzucha l'revuta hakinuyin v'alivitur meir. So in other words, when it says Hashem in Breishit, and we'll see the source, that's Birkat Hashem. That's the prohibition for all people to curse God. The addition of Ish Ish in our parsha extends it to kinuyim, which means cognomens for God, other names for God besides Yod and Hey and Vav and Hey. And according to Rameir, Ditan, here we go. Ish ishki kalel Elohav nasacheto, matamud lomar, valokvar ne'mar, v'nokev shem Adonai, motumat. It already says in the next pasuk, anybody who curses God is killed. So why does it have to say it in the previous pasuk as kind of the opening of that parsha? V'she ne'mar, v'nokev shem motumat, yachol yechayav elal shem hamiyuchad. I might think it's only true if he uses God's unique name, the four-letter name, the tetragrammaton. Bilvad, minayin l'rabot kol akinuyim, how do I know it extends to Elohim, etc.? Tamad lomar ish ki kalohav mikol makom. So that's why, so our parsha is there to extend the prohibition and the guilt for Kolat Hashem even to Kinuyim. Divrei Rameir, that's for Meir. No, Chacham disagree. The only one that carries the death penalty is Shem HaMiyuchad, Shem HaMeforash. The other ones, using another name and cursing him, is an Azara, meaning the Torah said not to do it. You shouldn't have done it, but there's no consequences that a Beit Din will carry out. Upliga de Rabbi Miyasha, de Amar Rabbi Miyasha, Benoach Shebrachta Hashem Bekinuyim Rabbanan Chayav. Rabbi Miyasha disagrees with that analysis because he says, even according to the Rabbanan, if a Ben Noach cursed God with a Kinuyim, meaning not Shem HaMiyuchad, but any other names, he's Chayav. My Tama, where do you get that from? Damar Krab. Kager Kazrach, at the end of that parsha of the Mekalel, when there's that little survey, as it were, of some of the laws of interaction, Makeh Behemah, etc., says Kager Kazrachiyah, that the stranger and the citizen are the same law. Ger Vezrach Hudabayin and Benok Voshem. Havagoya Filabakinui. Ger, in rabbinic understanding of that pasuk, refers to a ger, meaning an actual convert, and Ezrach is somebody who's a born Jew. Those are the ones who only have Benok Voshem, which means they're only Chayav Mita for using God's name itself, the real name. But a goy, a Filabakinui. That's Rabbi Miyasha's take. And he says, according to even Rabbanan, would say that the goy gets mitah, even for kinuyim. Rabbi Meir, so what does Rabbi Meir do with that? Because he had a different source. Hi, kager kezrach me'avidai. What does he do with that? Ger ve'ezrach biskila aval goy b'sayef. The answer is, ger and ezrach are unique, not in for what crimes they're killed, but in the method of execution. They get skila, and the goy gets sayef. Because I might have thought, since they are extended from the same passage, that they get the same mitah. So kamash palan, they still get saif. Rabbi Yitzchak Napcha, libet Rabbanan. Now Rabbi Yitzchak said, according to the Rabbanan, that a goy doesn't get mitah for the kinuyim. Hi, kager kezrach mayavilei. What does he do with that drasha? Ger kezrach lo bein neshem b'shem, goy lo bein neshem b'shem. That is this other unique feature that is a requirement to see the full violation. His shame b'shem only applies to ger and ezrach and not to goy. Goy just curses God, that's enough. Ish ish lamali. So then what's ish ish? And we fall back on the famous adage of Rabbi Yishmael, Dibra Torah Kulshon B'nei Adam. That's just the rhetoric of the Torah. The extra ish should not be built up. That's Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, how he would explain it. Tan Rabbanan, here we go to the basic sugya. Sheva mitzvot nitzavu b'nei Noach. It's very famous that b'nei Noach, meaning humankind after the flood, but immediately after the flood, were given seven mitzvot, or had been already given some of them earlier, and now there's seven mitzvot. What are they? Dinin, meaning they have to set up a court. Birkat Hashem, curse, not to curse God. Avodah Zarah, idolatry. Gilurei Arayot, sexual morality. Shvichut Damim, murder. Gezel, theft, ve'aver min achai, and not eating an animal, a limb from an animal while the animal's alive, or taking it from the animal while it's alive. Some of these are explicitly in the Parshat HaBrit given to Noach after the Mabul. Rabbi Chanina ben Megamle omer, af al hadam min achai. He says not only aver min achai, but dam min achai also, blood from a living animal. B'chidko omer, af al haserus. He says not only that, but they're also banned from castration or spaying. Rabbi Shimon Omer Afala Kishuf. Besides Avodah Zarah, Rabbi Shimon says witchcraft and sorcery is also something that Bnei Noach had. Now, Rabbi are banned from. Rabbi Yossi Omer Kol Amar Parshat Kishuf Ben Noach Muzhar Alav. So Rabbi Yossi expands what Rabbi Shimon says and says the Parshat of Kishuf, which is in Parshat Shoftim, Dvarim Yod Chet, which talks about Me'onein and Menachesh, etc., all of the different necromancy and astrology, all the different things. Those all apply to Bnei Noach also. Lo yimatzei v'cha ma'avir b'no v'ito v'esh, kosem k'samim, me'onei, v'nachesh, v'machashe, v'chover ha'chaver, sh'olo v'idoni, v'torei shal ha'mitim. That's the list. That includes molech worship, etc. V'v'igato v'tadeh, v'anonai v'acham, v'shotam b'necha. Because that's what the nations in the land do, and because they do it, that they were disinherited and you took their land, which means they were doing the wrong thing, which means that for them to do those acts is a prohibition. And we have the principle that God is not going to punish them without first forbidding them. And he forbade them, and they didn't do it, and they didn't listen, and they violated it, and therefore they were punished and driven out of the land. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Afal HaKilayim. So by the way, you notice that we start with Sheva Mitzvot, and now we're expanding out, and we're seeing there may be many more than seven mitzvot that humankind is bound by. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Afal HaKilayim. They're bound to avoid planting, mixing seeds. Mutarim b'nei noach lebosh kilayim. We have to remember, there's seven different kind of kilayim in halacha, right? And that includes basar b'chalav, and that includes shatnez. In other words, things that are independently permitted, and but the mixture is what's prohibited. And so Rabbi Elazar says kilayim, but kilayim doesn't mean that they can't wear shatnez or they can't mix seeds. But what they're banned from is mixing breeds, meaning cross-breeding animals, and harkavat ilan, grafting trees of different types. Now, minahani lili, let's start with this. We have sheva mitzvot, and then we expanded it out. Where'd we get the first seven from? Amar b'yochan damar kra. And again, we have to go back to the beginning of Bereishit to make this work in the text. When Hashem creates Adam, he says, Vayitzav Adonai Elohim al Adam lemor mikol etz hagan achol tochel. So what's the first thing? Hashem commands Adam, who's alone, and says, you can eat from all the fruit of all the trees in the garden, except for Eitz Hadaat, of course. Now, Vayitzav, the first word Vayitzav, he commanded him, Elu Adinim. That's an allusion to the fact that he told him, set up a legal system. Chein hu omer, how do we know? Ki yedativ l'man asher yitzaver banav. When Hashem speaks about the greatness of Avraham and why he's going to share with Avraham his plan to destroy stone, he says, I know that that Avraham is going to yitzaver, the same word, his children after him, to do tzedakah u'mishpat, that's din. Now, Vayitzav Hashem Elokim, the next word is Hashem. Hashem zu birkat Hashem, that's easy. That's what our context has been. V'chein hu omer, v'nokev shem Adonai, mot yumat. Okay, what's Elohim? Because the Pasuk says, Vayitzav Hashem Elohim. What's Elohim? Zu avodah zarah. V'chein hu omer, lo yelach Elohim achirim, al panai. The first major prohibition of Avodah Zarah, which is the first or second Diber of the Aseret HaDibrot, depending how you count them, is do not have Elohim Achirim. So it says, Vayitzav, Hashem Elohim, Vayitzav is Dinim, Hashem is Berkat Hashem, Elohim is Avodah Zarah. Now, Al HaAdam Zo Shvichut Damim. So again, in that same Pasuk, Vayitzav, Hashem Elohim, Al HaAdam, is referring to murder. How do I know? V'cheinu Omer, because in the parsha of the Brit with Noach, after the Mabul, he says, Shofech dam ha'adam, ba'adam damo yishofech. Anybody who spills the blood of Adam, of man, by man will his blood be spilled. And the idea is that Adam here is an allusion to Shvichut Damim. Lemor, so stay in that same pasuk, Vayitzav Hashem Elokim al ha'adam lemor, zo gilui arayot. How did Lemor become gilui arayot? Chenoer Lemor, the famous pasuk at the beginning of Yirmiyah Gimel, Hein Yishalach Ish at Ishto V'acham Yito V'ital Ish Acher, right? That Hashem says, if a man divorces his wife and she marries another man, then that man divorces her. Can the man take him back? Of course not. And yet I want to take you back. Hashem is willing to violate his own laws, as it were, to take Am Yisrael back. But the point is that Lemor, in that weird place, because the first word in a pasuk introduces a scenario of arayot. Then it says, Mikol etzagan achol tochel, Mikol etzagan velo gazel, which means you can eat from what I'm allowing you to eat, but you can't steal. Achol tochel, you're allowed to eat velo ever minachai. So if you squeeze tight enough, you can get all seven mitzvot out of that one pasuk, which is Hashem commanding Adam to say, you can eat from all the fruit of these trees. Now, let's take a look at this. Ki atar b'Yitzchak, or b'Yitzchak came from Eretz Yisrael, and Tani Ipcha. He came to the same conclusion, but he used the different words to get to them. Vayitzav, he said, was Avodah Zarah, and Elohim Zodinin, which is an exact flip. Now, b'Yishtamai Elohim Zodinin, we understand how Elohim, which we used for Avodah Zarah, could be Dinim. Dichtiv v'nikrav balabait Elohai Elohim, in the parsha of the Shoel, of the Shomer Chinam, it says that the Bailey comes to Ha Elohim, which is the court, And by the way, we have numerous places where it's there. Same thing with the Avid Ivri. El Avayitzav, Zovodah Zorah, my Mashma. How did Avayitzav become Avodah Zorah, an allusion to Avodah Zorah? Rav Chisva, Rav Yitzchak, Rav Dimi, Chanamar, Saru Mayim, and Adarach Hashir Tzivitim, at the Egel. Hashem says to Moshe, they have quickly departed from the direction that I commanded them. And that's Avodah Zorah. So then I write, Chanamar, Ashuk Ephraim, Ritzutz Mishpat, Kiowil Halach Acharei Tzav. That in Hosea, says the Bnei Israel have sinned and done Avodah Zorah, and the word used is Tzav. So my Benayu, so where do they disagree? So you can say they disagree just about which pasuk to do, but we get more. Ika Benayu, Goy Shasa Avodah Zorah V'lish Tachavela. If a Goy made a pestle and didn't bow to it, Lamandamar Asu, if you want to get from the pasuk of the Egel, then Mishat Asiyami Chayiv. Then based on that, if the allusion is Vayetzav, and it's alluding, and the Tzav we're saying is the source for the universal prohibition of Avodah Zarah, then the minute he makes it, then he is in violation, even if he didn't worship it. Leman da'amar ki ho'il halach, but at the Pasuk in Hosea, adazel batra falachla, he has to actually worship it to be in violation. Okay? Amar Rava. Now, by the way, just parenthetically, of course, all of this is moot unless we have non-Jews living under our sovereignty and they've accepted this basic system and we're in a position to put this system into effect of punishing them for those violations. And the question is, did that ever exist? Good question. Now, Amar Rava, Mika Lamanda Margoy Shasavu Dazra Velish Tachavela Chayav. Is there anybody who thinks what you just said was the opinion of the Asu? That if a goy makes an idol but doesn't worship it, that he's chayav. Vatanya, b'avodah zarah, dvarim shebeitin shel Yisrael mitin aleihem ben noach muzhar aleihem. In the area of avodah zarah, things that a beitin of Yisrael will kill for, right? If it's a ben noach, he's only banned, meaning he violated it but doesn't get punished. Ein beitin shel Yisrael mitin aleihem ben noach muzhar aleihem. If it's something that as a Jew you wouldn't be killed for, a ben noach's not even banned from. What's that excluding? My love, isn't that referring to making it and not bowing down, for which, by the way, a Jew would be in violation and not get killed, and therefore the goy is not even banned. No, Papa, no. Limute gipuf finishuk. Other kind of worship acts besides the classic four, which are hishtachava'a, zibuach, kitur, v'nisuch. So other things, embracing the idol or something like that. Now, gipup v'nishuk demai. What kind of embracing and kissing are we talking about? Ilei mekadarka, if it's the normal way that thing is worshipped, bark talahu, then you're chayav mitah. Because remember the rule. If you do any of those four basic worship acts for any other god, even if they're not generally worshipped that way, you're chayav mitah. Those are four worship acts that belong only to Hashem. But if you do another kind of worship act, and it's not the way that thing is normally worshipped, then you're not chayav mitah. It's prohibition, but it's not chayav mitah. But if it's the normal way that's worshipped, that's the same thing. That's the way it's worshipped, and therefore you're chayav mitah. So, el alimute shelo kedarka. So it must be talking about a case where you embraced the idol and kissed it or something like that, where it's not normally treated that way, and then you're not chayav mitah, and therefore the goy himself is not banned from it at all on that calculus that we had. Now, dinin bnei noach ifkud. Wait a second. The first thing you had was dinim, that they have to set up a court. Is that true? Vatanya eser mitzvot nitzavu Yisrael b'mara. We were given 10 mitzvot at Mara. Mara was the first stop after Kriyat Yam Suf. Sham lo choku mishpat v'sham nisau. Sheva shekiblu alem bnei noach. That's the seven of bnei noach. Hosifu aleihem 3, dinin, Shabbat, v'kibur aveim. So the 7 mitzvot b'nei Noach plus dinim, Shabbat, and kibur aveim. Dinim, dechtiv, sham, sam, l'choko, mishpat. There he gave him a law and mishpat. Shabbat, v'kibur aveim, dechtiv, kashet, tzivcha, shem, lokecha. In the second version, the version of Sarah de Dibor, in Sefer Dvarim, both the Dibor about kibur aveim and the Dibor about Shabbat are followed by kashet, tzivcha, shem, lokecha. As Hashem commanded you. And the idea of Amar Yehuda, Kashet Tzivcha b'Mara, meaning you were commanded already in Mara about those things. So that means that we were commanded in Mara about the 7 mitzvot b'nei Noach plus Kibbur Aveim and Shabbat, we hear about that, and Dinim, which means Dinim aren't part of 7 mitzvot b'nei Noach. Right? So Menachem Amar Ravua lo nitzocha ala eda ve'edim v'hatra'a. Meaning, the dinim in the generic sense is part of Shivmat Bnei Noach. What were we given extra at Marah? Some of the details of it, which is that you need a certain amount of edim and they have to have hatra'a, the things we've discussed. So why does it say they added dinim? They didn't really add dinim in Marah, they expanded dinim. That was added there was knasot, the idea that there are dinim in which Beit Din will impose a fine, or the Torah imposes a fine on you for your bad behavior. So it should have said, v'hosifu bid-dinim, not osifu dinin. They added within dinim. In other words, our premise is dinim were part of the first seven, and whatever happened in Marah is they expanded dinim. So they should say that. He said, no, what it means is that what we were added, what was enhanced at Marah was that we have to have a Beit Din in every city and in every region. Bnei Noach lo ifkud, but Bnei Noach are not commanded to do that. Aren't they commanded to do that? V'atanik, shem sh'tavu Yisrael sh'ibat teidim chol pelach pelach chol ir v'ayir, kach z'vu Bnei Noach sh'ibat teidim chol pelach pelach chol ir v'ayir. The Goyim are also obligated to have a Beit Din in every region and every city. L'amar Ravai, tana tana rei menashehu, d'mat b'gdach v'ayil sach, meaning, tana rei menashe actually feels that dinim are not part of the Shev Mitzvah Bnei Noach. And it's from their school that this Agadah about the, or this this tradition about the Shev Mitzvah Bnei Noach plus dinim, etc., that's where it comes from. And what's dach that he takes out? Tanu Rebbe Shmuel, Shev Mitzvah Bnei Noach, Avodah Zarah, Kedorah Yot Shechut Amin, that's easy. Gezel V'Evri Menachai, those are ones we have. Seirus V'Kilayim, that's the Sach. He has Seirus and Kilayim in. And what does he take out? Dinim and Birchat Hashem. And so it seems that we're starting with a tradition that there are Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. We're pretty sure about five of them, and then there's a machloket about what are the other two are. And if you say Dinim isn't part of them, then the Agadah about the Mara now fits. Now he gives the history of it. He says, it's not that one pasuk about Adam Rishon doesn't have all seven. Adam Rishon was only commanded not to do Avodah Zarah. God commanded man. He also commanded him not to curse God. Perhaps Dinim also. But not all seven. Kaman az lahadam av Yoram Rav Elohim ani lo tekaluluni. Elohim ani lo temiruni. So we have a drashan which Rav Yehuda, quoting Rav, says when it says Hashem, Vitzav Hashem Elokim, says Elokim Ani, meaning don't curse me, don't rebel against, don't swap me for another, right? And my fear should be on you. That's like the Yesh Omrim that says that he was they were commanded to about cursing. Commanded about Avodah Zarah, and commanded about Birkat Hashem, and about Dinim as well. Okay, we'll pick it up in the next podcast with Tana Rebbe Nasha as we further explore the issue of the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. Everybody should have a wonderful day.